On this week's episode of Stuff Podcast, how do you know when it's appropriate to tell somebody their kid's stupid or dumb or a little bit slow? Is it ever right? Is it ever appropriate? We're going to discuss that this week, as well as another segment of What You Say, Bruh, plus a few more things that we're going to talk about today on this week's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. For listening, I've been very active in social media lately. I have been watching it very closely, trying to do as much as I can to provide some content for everybody. Everybody's been liking my stuff lately. I think everybody's starting to enjoy the journey and appreciate the journey that I'm going on with this your whole podcast thing right now. If you guys hear it, I've advanced in my gear. I did a little bit of upgrading, put out some video content for the YouTube page. If you're not following on the YouTube page, be sure to do so there. The Stuff Podcast Show, just type it in, just look it up. You know, it's not hard. I do an unboxing video. I unboxed a new camera that I got, and I also unboxed the Yetecaster mic from Blue Yeti Mic that I'm using currently. That's currently what I'm recording on right now. That's why I sound so sexy. That's why I sound so crude. That's what I'm using now to do everything. So, yeah, I've been getting a lot of content and feedback from Instagram, from Twitter. I'm reaching 100 followers on Twitter, slowly but surely. Like I said, I'd rather grow this village very small, my oversized classroom with 30 avid listeners. And it's, you know, the numbers are climbing, you know, from people all over the world, which is really, really, really cool. I appreciate it. I love it. It's wonderful. I like it a lot. So as long as you guys will continue, I'm going to continue putting out more content for you guys and creating an awesome show that you guys will love and enjoy. I'm always going to be taking requests. I always have ideas for shows and everything that I want to talk about, but you guys' suggestions and ideas take precedent over what, you know, over what I, whatever my ideas are. And the reason why is because I want to make sure that this is a show that you guys want to listen to and that you want to hear. So that's going to be the case. And so this week I've taken that route again. And have a subject that was brought up to me in a conversation that I had with a dear friend of mine. She gave me a suggestion for the show. I hope she enjoys it and likes it. So, anyways, let's get into that first segment. We're gonna talk about children. Children are loved. They're beautiful. They're God's creatures. And yes, they're just precious. Just precious. So we're gonna go on. We're going to start off with that segment there. All right. So I was having a phone conversation with one of my dear friends, Kaya, and we were talking about children. And I told her it actually stemmed from, you know, I told her about my podcast for the first time, what it was, how I did it and everything. And she gave me the idea of talking about kids. And, you know, I thought it was a good subject because me being a dad myself and having my own kids, you know, I love kids. I mean, I love kids. I love good kids. Okay. And I've talked about this before, I think, on some previous episodes, but I love kids. Kids are amazing. They're funny. They're honest. They are straight up. They're straightforward. But sometimes you meet some children And you'd be wondering, and this is, and before I get started, this is not to make fun of anyone or anyone who has children that are, genuinely autistic or have some kind of mental disabilities or anything like that. But sometimes when you look at your kids or somebody else's kids, boy, the stuff they do, you'd be wondering, is that baby touched? Are they on the spectrum? You gotta wonder. I wondered that with my kids sometimes. Sometimes he'll be one of the things he'll do some crazy stuff. One time he come, I'm sitting in the living room, watch television. All of a sudden, 15 minutes, he walks out. He's like, "Dad, Dad." I'm like, "What, Jay?" He's like, "Dad." I'm like, "Come here, what's wrong?" And he walks out. This boy looks like a snowman because he sat up in his room and put on as many t-shirts as he could. And he looked like a big old walking t-shirt snowman. And he's waddling out of the room. You're barely walking, holding himself up with his arms straight out to the side. Just like, "Dad, I can't move. I can't get out." He was like, I want to say he was like, what, seven? At 6 or 7 at the time. This boy, I laughed so hard, but at the same time, I just wonder, is like, what is he doing? Does boredom really do that to children? I look at him and just like, I wonder if this boy's special. I mean, he's got something up there that ain't right all the way. The boy had 23 t-shirts on. I don't know how he did it. I have no idea how he did it. He had 23 t-shirts on. And I had to help him take them off. And we just count them as just take them off. I mean, they were all different sizes too, big, little, small. I mean, I know stuff was cutting off of circulation. I was surprised his head wasn't turning purple. I mean, it was just crazy. I've known some other children, when they walk around, there's this one kid that I knew, little strange kid. He would walk around, he thought it was cute. He would walk around, look at you dead in your face, and run into stuff. And I'm looking at this boy like, what in the world is wrong with you? Like, why would you do that? And he'd just be laughing. Just like, I'm like, and what was the scariest part about it wasn't the fact that he just ran into a wall. It was the fact that he would look you dead in your face while he was doing it. He was just like, sus, up, bam. And I'm like, this boy got some special people inside of him. I don't know. He influenced by something, forced him to do this stuff. And we want to tell their parents. And so that's where the big question lies. If you see somebody's kids doing crazy stuff and you think they're special, I mean, is it appropriate to say something? Like, how would you even broach that subject? You're like, "Yeah, we're talking about our kids." But yeah, so I'm just curious. Your son, do you know that they, your son, just looked me dead in his face and he threw himself into a wall. I'm pretty sure he has a cut, an aneurysm, or some kind of brain injury, hemorrhaged somewhere. Have you looked at that? Like, have you talked to him about it? How do you broach that without making turning the charges maybe retarded? How do you do that? Not to say retarded is a strong word. I don't mean it in that way, but I mean that's just kind of one of the things you just be like, your child is special. How do you say that without offending parents? Oh, he's expressing his creativity. He's expressing himself. You get parents that like that. Now they're expressing themselves. Their individuality. Miss me with all that. Your child just blasts himself up against the wall. Or this boy's walking around kicking people in the shins and think it's okay. He's about to get rocked. He's about to get a shin that kicks back. How do you do that? Parents are so sensitive now. Have you guys ever had that, a weird kid that has done some crazy stuff and you're just like, what? How in the, who? How do you deal with that? How do you broach that? It's a sensitive subject. It's a sensitive subject. I've seen many kids do a bunch of crazy things. Crazy things. And at the end of the day, I know none of these kids are on the spectrum. None of them are mentally challenged in any way. But I've just come to this realization that at the end of the day, kids are dumb. Kids are stupid. They can't help it. They haven't learned anything. So that's why parents are here. That's why we're here to teach them Look, you don't blast yourself up against the wall in front of people. You know, you don't walk up to kid. You don't walk up, you know, to grown people, you know, and tell them that the breath stinks. It's funny, it's hilarious, but it's also disrespectful. You know, you don't, you know, you don't do that. You know, you can't. You know, now that doesn't give us as adults the right to just let our kids suffer. If we got breath that smelled like hot fire dragon booty, we can't just keep breathing in the face and force them not to say nothing. We've got to be cognizant of their reactions, their emotions, and you know, their facial features and their gestures. You know, we've got to be aware and discern when we're harming this child in this way. You know, we got to do that. And then we'll remove ourselves from the situation. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. Show that we care. Show that we care. You know, the kids can be brutal. I mean, kids can be brutal. Kids can be, kids mostly though are hilarious. Kids are funny. Again, I've had some of the funniest times with my son when he was a little boy. I mean, now he's a dang teenager, which is a whole nother traumatic experience in and of itself. But, you know, was a little boy, he did some crazy, stupid, dumb stuff that I just had me rolling. And I would always kind of question, like, is my son a little special? You know, is he there on the spectrum? Is he like a beautiful mind? You know, I kind of wondered that. You know, is he Rain Man? You know, because I'd be waiting for him to just bow, hit himself on the head, pop back up, and be like, you know what? Yeah, I want to have some lollipops. Yeah, definitely lollipops. Definitely lollipops. I want to have 352 flavors of lollipops in the world. You know, Blow Pops, Tootsie Roll Pops. I was expecting him to totally wake up and just go full Rain Man, you know, on it. You know, you just don't know. You don't know. I know you guys have people that you know whose kids you've seen do some crazy stuff. Shoot me some emails. Shoot me some stories, because I'm gonna go back to this, and I'm gonna share this in my other segment, which is Say Bruh segment of a show, and totally go in on it, because you know I know I can't be the only one to enjoy kids and the stuff that they do. And have you had a situation where you're talking with somebody's, you know, a kid's parents, and you're looking at them like, hey, I think your kid might be a little off mentally. I think, you know, have you ever had to do that? You know, if you have had the conversation, if you've had the audacity to have it, how did that go? I'm curious. Did it go well? You know, all those little things. I'm curious. So shoot me an email, thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. Hit me up on Instagram with a message, with a DM. Slide in my DMs that way, or on Twitter, StuffIDW. Let me know what you guys have gone through and have seen to make you question, you know, our children, you know, because this is our next generation. Okay, that terrified me when that little boy ran himself into that wall. It terrified me, because I was like, this kid right here, who just gave himself a full-on brain injury, you know, he's gonna be serving my food, running this country or something down the line. And I'm scared. I really am scared. I'm terrified. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So let me know what you guys have come across, and how you've handled those situations. Have you dealt with it with grace, or did you just kind of just let it go, and just kind of hope for the best, hoping that everything would turn out all right for the Pope baby, you know? So love to hear your thoughts. Hit me up. So I'm starting this fitness challenge for myself, 'cause trying to get myself in better shape. You know, I'm creeping on the door of the 4-0 real slow. Only got a few years to go. So, yeah. Didn't mean that unintentional rhyming right there. But, yeah. I need to get myself in shape. I need to start looking good, man. Like I said, I want to look like Dr. Dre. How Dr. Dre looks at 40. I mean, at 50, at 40. That's my goal. You know, that dude is yoked up, and he's like all of 50 years old, 50 plus years old, okay? So I'm trying to be that yoked out by the time I hit 40. And that starts by doing small little things. Changing lifestyles, changing diet. Man, I hate this. My voice is, I sound like I'm going through puberty. See, I'm doing this as soon as I wake up this morning. So I just woke up about, what, an hour ago? And I'm still not fully optimized for recording. But I said, you know what? I better start recording now or else it ain't gonna happen. So that's why I'm here. So if I sound like, if I sound like a 13-year-old boy, my bad. So with that being said, you know, I'm starting to do a little regimented routine. I'm not a big fan of gyms. I don't like gyms only because they're like meat markets. You know, you get guys over there. Either you get those type of people, those dudes that are like those gym rats that are, you know, they're yoked out. Okay, they're working out. They want to show off. They want to make obnoxious noises. Ah, yeah, me, yo. It's like, dude, for real. We see you. We know you're working out. We know you got the size of three midgets in your whole body because of the way you looked all built out. Calm down, you know. And then they go and drop the weights. Yeah, clean, clean, clean. It's like, come on, bro. Like I know there's foam on there, man, but. You know, you ain't got to break the floor to show us how strong you are. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's watching you. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And the only reason why people are looking at you is because you're sitting there yelling like you're getting tortured. Like, stop it. Like, why are you doing that? You know? So you get those obnoxious people. And then those same dudes like to walk around after they get done. Walk around the machine for about 30 seconds, wiping their face off, looking around, seeing if anybody's looking. You know, looking for that girl that might be in the corner looking at him like, it's cute. It's working out. You know, again, nobody knows. Nobody cares. You know? You know what I'm saying? Stop it. Like, cut it out. And then you got the other side. You know, the ladies that come to the gym. You know, full-on makeup coming to the gym. Who goes to the gym with full-on makeup? Okay? Let me tell you something. You go to the gym, you're going there to work out. You're going to get sweaty. You're going to get nasty. You're going to get in. You're going to put some work in. I don't want to see you come to the gym with full-on makeup on. If you go to the gym with full makeup on, I really know what you're here for. You know? You're here to pick up a man. You come to the meat market to pick up some meat and take it home. That's what we know what you're doing. You know? That's not what the gym is for. For those of us that are there to really try to change our lives around, you know, and change the course of our lives through our physical health, mind, body, and spirit. You know what I'm saying? You're messing up that vibe. You're jacking it up real hard. You know, we don't appreciate it. You know? You know, you're walking around, full makeup on. You got on three layers of clothes. You got on your little spandex, but you're wearing Uggs. Or you're coming in there, but you're wearing, and then you're wearing your little workout shoes with your tight little pants on. And believe me, us dudes, we're going to be looking. Yeah. But those of us who's focused on the workout, let's do that. If you're going to be there coming to the gym, go to the gym to work out. Trust me. We'll notice. If we're there to look for somebody, we're going to notice. You know? And trust me, if we're really looking at you, if a guy walks up to you while you sweat and drenched and stank, and he still walks up to you, the guy's really interested. Okay? Because that's one of those things where we see you. You know, that's the closest we'll get before entering into a relationship with you, where we'll see you, you know, at one of your worst points. You know what I'm saying? If you're there serious about working out, you know, you drenched, you sweating, you stank, you know, you smell like, you know, Bowflex rubber, you know, whatever the machines are that they got, you know, you smell like that type of rubber and you stank and, you know, and we're still rolling up talking to you. Hey, how are you? Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, I was just noticing, you know, I was watching you work out and noticed your form was just a little bit. Can I show you some tips real quick? You know, you're doing the squats a little bit wrong. You got to keep your back a little straight. If a dude comes up to you like that, okay, see, you know, that's something right there. That's what you're looking for. Don't be trotting around the gym like a Budweiser Clydesdale. You know, waiting for people to come at you. You know, we don't want no gym thoughts. Let's not do that. Okay, We're not talking about that. We're here to work out. We're here to change our own lives. We're here to take hold of our own destinies, you know, through our bodies. Like, we don't need you parading around ruining that. Okay? Now, I had somebody tell me, oh, I wear makeup to the gym because afterwards, I get to go run errands. You know what? Miss me with all that. Go run your errands before you come to the gym. Okay? In fact, that's a pre-workout. You're running errands, you're running around real quick. You know, you're doing that, you're kind of getting pre-workout on. When you get to the gym, get in the parking lot, take your makeup off, take all your cute off, and get in and get to work. You know, don't give me this, oh, I want to run errands afterwards. That means you ain't really planning on working out. You're really not. You're here to trot around like it's the Rose Parade inside the gym to see if a dude looks at you and then make something happen afterwards. Again, that's not what the gym is for. That's why. So that's why I personally hate going to the gym. I don't like it. You know, it's annoying. You know, I'm not able to focus, and it's a waste of money. You know, I'm going to push on this machine for 15 minutes. You know, pretty much what you're doing is you're going to the gym every month. You're paying what? $50 to $100, depending on what gym you go to. Okay. $50 to $100 a month. And this is if you use the membership. This is if you go at all. Okay. If you go at all, the minimum amount of time you're going to be spending there is about 30 minutes to an hour. Okay. And then you're only doing certain things. So let's take a look at this. $60. You go to the gym. Only there for an hour. You know what? If you go every day, maybe it's worth your money. But most of us don't go every day. We go about once or twice if we're really feeling it. You know? I know I'm not one of those dudes. Now, I'm not a lazy person. I do want to get myself worked out and in shape. In fact, when I was younger, I was about the gym more. But now, as I'm older, it's like, a little bit image conscious, not gonna lie. You know, I'm not the same dude I looked like back in high school. I don't need people looking at me and be like, dang, bro, don't need that. So I have a workout regimen that I do at home. So I just went off on this tangent about the gym and stuff. But that's one of the reasons I don't go to the gym. So rolling on back to what I was talking about before, one of the things I'm going to start doing is challenges. I'm, of course, you know, 60 to 70% of, you know, what you do and a part of your weight loss is your diet. I have a nasty addiction to carbs. Carbs are life. Carbs are my friends. Carbs have always been there for me through thick and thin. They're my homies. I got my homie Cheez-It, you know, queso ruffles, you know, sourdough bread, you know, good rolls. You know, they've all been there. You know what I'm saying? When things get tough, they have been there for a brother. You know, never failing either. You know, real dependable, long-lasting friends. But after a while, you know, they start underhandedly start to kind of sabotage me a little bit. Gave me a gut. Did that. It was my fault because I allowed that association in my life. I allowed them to do this to me, so it's partially my fault. So now I got to start cutting off association with these peeps. They're going to be a little upset, I'm sure. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do in order to get yourself together, to get yourself right. I know they're not going to talk about me behind my back to be upset. They're not going to talk about me behind my back, though, because, you know, they got other people that they can go mess with and do, you know. So one person isn't going to mess up their vibe, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm sure they will be a little annoyed, a little upset. But I do know one thing. If I were to slip up and mess up, they'll be right there. They'll be right there. And that's that dependability and consistency that I love about them. You know, that's what they are. But I've got to cut off I got to cut them off for a while. Got to cut off the drinks, the little sugary drinks. So I'm not a huge soda fan, but cutting off soda, cutting off my carbs. Those are the two big things. I'm not cutting off everything right away because, again, I don't think that's sustainable. But a little at a time. And then my biggest plan is I'm going to do 50 push-ups every day. For, you know, every day. Just to see how that goes. 50 push-ups, 50 squats. And start there. Just start there. I want to see, for an experiment, I want to see how that goes and try to use that to build endurance. See where I can go. After that, I'm going to steadily build over time to get to the point where I want to go. I know at the end of the day, I'm going to have to end up going to a gym. But I think the mistake that most people make when they first try to, get going in their lives and try to change their bodies for the better is they do all this here. Okay, I'm going to get a gym membership. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do that. Do that. And it's not sustainable. They're not doing it a little bit at a time. And so, that's where a lot of the mistakes are made. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to be that dude. So, as I've learned, how to take care of my body and what to do, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I know there's a few of you guys listening right now to this can probably relate. I could use some help, some tips and ideas and tools. As far as my diet is concerned, I really enjoy doing the keto diet. Now keto, I can't say that I could stick to that full hardcore. One of the things, especially, is because I can't eat eggs. A lot of secrets. I can't eat eggs. I can eat eggs that are baked in things or cooked in them, but I can't eat scrambled eggs. I can't eat hard boiled eggs. I can't eat, light runny eggs. Over easy, none of that stuff. And it's because it's like there's a protein in them. My body's like, nah, bro. What is this? Let's get it out of here. And so I'll give it back to the earth. So, that kind of makes it hard for me to do that. But there's a lot of other things in keto that I could do. I love meat. I love bacon. Any diet that encourages consumption of bacon is a good diet, in my opinion. So, yeah, there's that. That's really cool. Then there's a lot of the veggies and stuff that I could do. But also correlating that with intermittent fasting has been awesome too. So I'm gonna be doing some of that again. I'm taking it slow. Be taking it slow. But yeah, I think it's got to be a start. It's a start. So yeah. If there's some things, some recipes, what are some things that you guys have done in order to get yourself in the right shape? What are your gym experiences that you've had? I'd love to hear that. What gym experiences have you guys had where you are, either seeing an obnoxious person or seeing a group of cute girls walking around trying to look cute, trying to attract dudes, but haven't touched the machine except for the leg extension, the one where they lay down on purpose because they're trying to get attention. anything you've seen like that, I want to hear your experiences. I want to see what you're talking about. And if you're going through a journey yourself, this is actually another idea for another episode that I want to do for someone that is going through a weight loss journey. I had a friend, an old friend back a couple of years ago who had her own weight loss journey, and she did very, very well with it. And it wasn't just a part, it wasn't just a physical one, but it was also a mental and spiritual in some ways journey as well. And she's done very well for herself. Now she's engaged, living her life, I'm very happy for her. But so I'm hoping to, maybe get someone that is going through that and possibly talk with them about that. I think that'd be something good that everyone can relate to and we could talk about here on the stuff. But anyway, send me your ideas and ideas. Well, yeah, your ideas as far as what you guys do for your weight loss and what you've just done just in your life to help you out along in your weight loss journey. And maybe those are some things that I can do as well and implement myself. All right. All right. So we've come to the section or segment of my show that I like to call What You Say, Bruh, which is my segment where I take the time and shout out those who contributed to the show, sent emails, messages, or left me some messages on Twitter or on Instagram, and give us some thanks. So shouts out, of course, to New Blue Moon Cali, my friend Kaya, who's contributed to the show. And also, I've got some emails I get to read. Yeah, people, I'm getting some emails, and I'm stoked, and that's amazing. So, two of them are from a listener named Van Halen fan too. He commented on both of my podcasts the last 2 weeks, and he's had something to say. So, first off, Van Halen fan, or aka SG, as he calls himself here, I want to say thank you for listening to the show. And I'm going to go into it. I'm going to read both your emails, both of his emails, live here right now. So, the first email he sent in relation to Captain Marvel and the vinyl episode that I did, he says, "So, thank you for continuing your podcast. I highly enjoy it. Glad you do. I listen to it at work often. I hope you continue to put out content." That's exactly what I'm going to do, as long as people like you keep listening. So nice. I mean, oh my. Okay, let me stop. "Regarding your new episode, I did not see Captain Marvel, and I have no interest in it. If given the opportunity, I would pretty much be chatting in the kitchen, too. I hope they do not make her the leader of the Avengers. That being said, they seem to be going that direction regarding the new Endgame trailer. I do recommend you watch Alita Battle Angel. That movie was great." Concerning Alita Battle Angel, I have not yet seen that movie, and I just talked to a guy yesterday about it, and was telling me, yes, that movie was amazing and was great, and that I need to see it. So I've heard nothing but great things about that movie, and I'll probably, after I see it, give my opinion on it, though late. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to give my opinion anyway. So yeah, I'm definitely going to go check that out. Regarding Captain Marvel and Endgame, I don't know, man. I can't say she does look better in Endgame than she did in Captain Marvel, you know, but anyway. So moving forward, it says, "I do hope DC does step it up. I was more of a DC fan growing up. I do not choose sides anymore. Just give me good stories without political and social issues. I do." So pause right there. I'm glad there's somebody else that agrees. I would love to have movies where I'm not inundated with lessons in social and political stuff. I go to this stuff for escapism. Give me my escape. I don't want to worry about reality for the next 2 hours. Don't give me that. Get out of here. So I fully agree with that. He goes, I do not want a new Batman movie. There's so many more stories they could tell. I want a Martian Manhunter or Metal Man story, maybe even Outsiders. I would like to see a Martian Manhunter. I think that would be neat. I would like to see Martian Manhunter maybe in a Justice League film, but I wouldn't say he's that well known enough to get his own standalone film. Yeah. The Metal Man, I don't know. I think it would be something different. You know, that could be like a one-off thing. The Outsiders would probably be cool. They would be much better on a television show, I believe. Next, he says, "Congratulations on your vinyl collecting. I've collected for years, mostly used in classic rock. I have a huge Queen collection. I do have some Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and Pink Floyd." You have the same music taste as my friend Kaya. You know, she collects that type of stuff too, so super cool. I'm learning more about that too. That's one of the things I'm doing with my vinyl collection too. I plan on, instead of just being confined in my my personal likes of R&B and all of that, to kind of expand my eclectic, my tastes in music. And Led Zeppelin is definitely one of those, and Pink Floyd is definitely one of those too. They do some amazing, amazing, cool music. Very relaxing, relaxing. I would like some jazz and indie rock cover, with vinyl being popular. I've slowed on my collecting. Unfortunately, they price them more expensive. I usually stick to CDs now. In my opinion, it sounds better and cheaper. However, I do enjoy vinyl when I can. My equipment is mostly a record, CD, tape, player combo. It's not much, but it does the job. Some albums I recommend is Dark Side of the Moon and Kind of a Blue, and A Kind of Blue, and also those are overall great albums. If you like classic rock, I have a lot more to recommend. I hope you at least check those albums out. Thanks again for doing the podcast. Look forward to the next one, SG. I did check out Dark Side of the Moon. Amazing. And the next time, that went on my list of vinyls that I'm going to be getting next. So, yeah. Pink Floyd did that one. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I mean, I heard their music, but, you know, I hadn't really taken the time to listen to it and really enjoy, you know, what that was about. So, Anyways, yeah, so I appreciate that letter. I'm going to go on to his next letter that you sent also, Van Halen fan. And this was about drivers and parents. So he says, I really enjoyed the latest episode. I really like the rawness of the show, especially when dogs bark and fireworks go off. That gets so annoying. And as you guys know, probably in this show, you've heard garbage trucks drive by. It's supposed to be Cesar Chavez Day. Okay? It's supposed to be Cesar Chavez Day. And there's no supposed to be any garbage people out and about. They're supposed to wait. But garbage trucks have gone off. Airplanes have flown over. You know what? It is what it is of the show. I don't have a hyped up super studio with sound buffering. I make do with what I got. And I don't make that an excuse for me not to keep continuing making great episodes and content for you guys. So, hey, but I'm glad that you guys are okay with that. Some of you guys are okay with it. I know there's some sticklers out there that are like, oh, it's a bad quality show. He needs to get rid of that stuff. Yeah, I'm working on it, but at the same time, you know, you guys know that it's legit and real and it's not overly produced. I want to be as real as possible. So, you know, for personal decision reasons, I leave some that stuff in because it's just real. Because honestly, what you get on this podcast, if you were to meet me in person, we were to hang out, chop it up, is exactly the same dude you're going to get. No pomp and circumstance here. Okay? Anybody that's having it. Okay? So, boom. Anyway, during the segment about drivers, I hate to say it, but California has some of the worst drivers. People need to stop being on their phone while they drive. Amen. Put your playlist on, text them back later, and pay attention. Also, please use your blinkers. Yas. Agreed. I would enjoy a segment on parents and their kids. You talked about it on your segment about an incident at Target. I thought it was hilarious. I do not have children, but I work at a school, and some of these kids need some discipline. Parents need to be parents and not friends. Anyways, keep up the good work. I look forward to the next episode. Oh, yeah. Parents and kids and children. Yeah. I'm in full agreement with that. There needs to be a balance. I was raised with, I'm your parent. I'm not your friend. I believe in that dynamic too. I am your parent first before I become your friend. And I wouldn't even go so far as to say friends, because friends, you know, there's a different dynamic of respect when it comes to parents and friends. When it comes to the relationship dynamic with my son and I can say that in a sense we are friends, but there is a very solid line, there's not even a line, there's a wall, okay? There's a wall that my son just does not cross, that he does not go to. And at times, there's times where I gotta sit there and be like, hey, little boy. When I call him little boy, he knows it's over. And it's funny, I get that from my dad. My dad used to do it, hey, little boy. You know, I when he did that, it was over. I was about to get rocked. So I picked that up from my dad. But when I say that to my son, you know, he knows he's really close to tipping, close to the wall. And I don't let him pass. That's why it's a wall. And that's where I think a lot of, sometimes some parents don't do. They're so much worried about the line, because if there's a line, you can step on a line. You can cross a line. But as a parent, I don't think there should be lines. There should definitely be walls. You don't get to cross this. It's over. There's no door here. There's no nothing. Okay? You don't get to come over here. You don't get to ever cross this boundary. And if you do, for some reason, if you happen to get walls, you can climb over them. Okay? They go up to a point. And if you happen to climb over that wall, it's going to be some consequence, okay? So, but at the same time, it's the job of the parent to let them know what that entails, why they put those things in place, and all of that. I'm going to go into this. I'm going to take your suggestion, SG. Thank you so much. And I'll probably do another episode just of my personal opinions and experiences of being a parent. And do that. Because there's a lot of things, a lot that have changed with me personally, but I mean, I don't sell all my business, but you know, you get a little insight on that. But I'll definitely take that suggestion and roll with that for an episode of the podcast, because again, that is something that would be a good thing to talk about. because as I've mentioned before, you know, the results of how this world is now is a result of parenting and is a result of, I think, parents allowing their children too much freedom in regard to their opinions, in regard to right and wrong, in regard to how they deal with other people. And when that happens, you know, that becomes a major issue. So, anyways, see, I'm going off. So you'll start me on the subject, man, and I'll just go in. But thank you so much, SG, aka Van Halen fan, for sending in your email. And just like I did here with SG, if you guys send me emails, I love to hear your email. Get your emails. I will read them on the air, unless you specifically request me not to. But I would definitely take your emails, read them, and take your comments and read those direct messages. I will read those on here, and I will do a segment. I would love to do as one of the like season finale episodes, just do a whole show, the whole show just be What You Say, Bruh, where I am talking and reading people's comments and all of those things. That you send me through email and all of that. So I think that would be really, really, really cool. And again, it's something you guys want to hear because you asked me to talk about it. And I think that's going to be much better than what I pull out of my head sometimes. Okay? So anyways, that's going to be it for this week's episode. I thank you guys so much for listening, for taking the time. Thank you again for your emails, your comments, your suggestions, everything that you guys are giving to me. I appreciate it. I'm going to continue to work hard and give you guys as much content, quality content as possible, but as raw as possible and as real as possible, because with me, that's what you get. And continue to listen, like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I am here on Anchor. I'm on all the major podcasts, and would love to hear from you guys and want you guys to listen. And also, please, 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 you guys will help me get bigger. So if you like and enjoy the podcast, spread the word, tell people about it, you know, have them give them a listen, and give me a shot. So anyways, that's enough of this for this week. I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you guys so, so much, and I'll catch you guys next week. Deuces.